Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful to God for another opportunity to come on the air with relevant teaching on tonight. We want to thank you all for your patience with us on yesterday. Amen. As Sundays are generally the day that we release the teaching, but because of time constraints in our travel on yesterday, we were not able to get on the air. But we are grateful tonight for this time of teaching and for what the Holy Spirit has laid upon our hearts. I'm hopeful that my husband will be able to join me momentarily, amen, to share in this teaching on tonight. But our topic is we must be aware. We must be aware. So, Father, we thank you now. We come to you in the name of Jesus with a grateful heart, thankful for this teaching time. Thank you for the anointing that will cause this word to come forth with ease. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you as our chief teacher right now, that as you guide, as you speak, we will release that which is upon the Father's heart for his people on tonight. We give you praise for all that you're doing, oh God, on behalf of every listening ear, everyone who has an ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking in this hour. Father, we just give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you honor. We give you praise, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. So, as I stated tonight, we're going to come from the topic, we must be aware. And it's focusing on and us being aware of the devices of the enemy. And how we must avoid them. In Romans chapter 16, verses 17 and 18, it reads this way from the English Standard Version. I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Avoid them, for such persons do not serve our Lord, but their own appetite. And by smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the hearts of the naive. How many of you know folk that are naive? And, you know, when we look at naive, you know, we generally think of some young, unlearned, feeble-minded person as one being naive. But the truth of the matter is that there are many people who are naive, that are full-grown and full-blown, that will follow behind any wind or doctrine that tickles their fancy. Tells us that in the last days that men would be lovers of themselves, greater than they would the truth of God's word. And it is in that same vein that we find people in this hour being so naive to the truth and being led astray by anything that comes up. I tell you, it's disturbing to me how many people will run to hear what a prophet has to say. They'll run to receive something from someone that they don't know, they don't know their life, they don't know nothing about them, but because of what propaganda has called them to be, they want to sit at their feet and receive and base their next life steps on a word from that individual. This is the scripture saying, watch out for those that are causing divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you've been taught. When we've been taught who God is, come on, He is everything. When you know him to be Jireh, then he is God who provides for us. When you know him, you know him to be a healer. You know him to be a way maker. You know him to be all these things in your life. Yet when we find ourselves in predicaments that we can't navigate on our own, we put ourselves in a state of being manipulated. Manipulated. We want to hear what we want to hear. We want it to appease us. We want it to be what we want. And we don't want to have to go through any process. And so if somebody gives us that type of message, we'll hold on to it. And often that message that they release is contrary to what the Word of God speaks. But that means, guess what? We've got to study. Like 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. Our mind's messed up. But we don't have a sound mind. We're not operating in the mind of Christ until we find ourselves being tricked. We are labeled then, not labeled, because we really are being naive to what it is that God has spoken, what God wants. And we find ourselves in a place. I'm grateful to God, amen, for callers on the line on tonight. Amen. If you have a question or a comment, and with it, you press 1 and we will bring you live on the air. Amen. And so, you know, on yesterday, my husband and I were in North Carolina in an upper room experience. And we came in together with prayer, praise, being on one accord. And as I sit there, my husband and I shared with him how we had had this discussion about this particular teaching on yesterday. And we just were so certain about how God wanted to deliver it. But as the words were going forth in that exchange, in that setting, in that upper room experience on yesterday, it was evident that God needed that same word released to those people. That here we were, and up was high, where healing was coming forth, where deliverance was coming forth, where people who had not spoken in tongues were opening their mouths and showing the evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit by the speaking of tongues, where people were pouring out their hearts, yet in the midst there were still some that have been so caught up in religious activity that they could not even acknowledge a move of God. And so I asked myself, Father, what is this? What is this? He said, this is what happens all too often about religion, but they don't know about the relationship. They know about the some parts of who I am, but they don't know me as Abba, Father. They don't address me that way. They don't spend time with me. They don't have a relationship with me, Val, so you can't expect them to respond. Even in this atmosphere, you can't expect them to respond because much of what they do is out of their own appetite, out of them wanting what they want for themselves more than what I want. The scripture in 2 Timothy 4:3, it says, for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passion. Wow. I want what I want, how I want it. We think that this relationship with the Father is like Burger King, and we treat it that way. We have better sense to know that it's not. but we treat it that way, and we treat leaders that way, we treat ministry that way, and we feel like we can just, I'm going to go here because he's not going to teach on that. Because of his life, he's not going to bring that up across the pulpit, so I don't have to worry about feeling condemned. I'll go over here because over here, they're always compromising, and nobody has to be accountable to anything. They just go and they have fun, and that's it. So I'm going to go there. I'm going to find a place that would allow me to be me, to suit my own passions, what I'm going to do. And the trick is this. We can go and we can make those decisions. We can go to those places or not go. And then we get an attitude with God because things aren't manifesting in their lives. They get upset because they say, I've been praying, and I've just been praying, and I've been going to God every day, and I got people interceding for me. And you have to just pause and say, excuse me, but do you really think that God is going to bless you over that mess you're doing? He's not going to bless you in that. And then he loves us so much that his grace and mercy still cover us. Lord have mercy. If God were to expose, if he were to pull the covers back on the stuff right now, I mean, like, those listening on the air, those listening, internet, those who have dialed in, those who will listen later, if Daddy were to pull the covers back on all our stuff at this very moment, what kind of witness would we be? Would we have been a part of those who have been deceiving, those who are naive, those who had trusted that we were being authentic, Christ-centered leaders, those who were teaching kingdom principles and enriching and empowering them to be all that God had called them to be, yet we live a compromised life ourselves where nothing is manifesting for us, but we can tell you what to do all day long? We've got to have a sound mind. We've got to mature in what it is that God has called us to. When we say when we call him Daddy, that means that we're his son, we're his daughter. And it means that we're getting to a place where we are maturing and our thinking is changing. And when our thinking changes, our behavior changes. We have to get to a place where we're disciplined. And we're being trained. How many of us are still teachable? Because when we get to the place that nobody can teach you, you just want to close your eyes. It's over. Apostle Steele and I were having that conversation on yesterday before we were leaving the church, that we've got to remain in a place where God can speak to us, and those who cover us can speak to us and instruct us and give us the guidance that we need so that we won't find ourselves in a compromised place. When we understand what it is that God wants for us, what it is that God wants to do, and if we utilize the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, it will aid us in not being in a place where we can be compromised. And we say, well, Pastor Val, what do you mean I can be I'm never going to be compromised. That's what your mouth says. Mouths always say, I will never do that. But when your mind ain't right, you find yourself in those places where you be like, oh, Lord, I ain't never think I'd be in a spot like this. Well, yeah, your mind won't write. You found yourself with itching ears. You found yourself wanting to passion soothed. And so what you declared out of your mouth that you would never do, you're now doing. Because you weren't aware. You weren't discerning what it is that was being revealed to you. A lot of times I see these posts on Facebook where people say, when people show you their truth, pay attention to it. Don't ignore it. That's real talk, y'all. When people begin to show you who they are. I don't care if it's in the marketplace. I don't care if it's in ministry. I don't care if it's in your home. When people begin to reveal the truth about who they are from their words and their actions, we can't ignore it. And if what they're saying and what they're doing is not lining up with the Word of God and it's not going in the direction where God is leading you, guess what? It's okay to let them go. And several people speaking to my life yesterday about who I am to God, who I am in the kingdom and what I represent. And what everything that they said, I'm experiencing, it wasn't strange to me, challenging. Because my desire is to be a leader of integrity. My walk is sometimes lonesome. Not lonely, not alone, but lonesome nonetheless. Because I don't want to be the cause of someone else being led astray from what God has called them to. I desire, this ministry desires, to always empower and strengthen people to be all that God has called them to be. Been used and abused and manipulated. Sometimes at their own hand, sometimes at the hands of others. It is still, I have desire to strengthen them, to lead them back on the path of righteousness for Christ's sake. That when this situation arises again, they will know, well, let me be aware. Let me see what this really is about. That they won't be just drawn in to anything. They'll discern. Ensure that what I'm receiving, not always feeling good, but it's making me better. And because it's making me better, I got to believe that God is in this, and this is going to work for my good. Whew, Lord, 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 Lord. Okay, 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 okay. Be aware. We must be aware. We must be aware. It's almost like I see caution lights for some of us. It's like we're moving through light and caution lights are constantly flickering. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. And we see the caution light, yet we keep going at an accelerated rate because we figure, oh, I'm going to be fine. Oh, I'm going to get through this. Oh, this is going to be okay. And God is still saying, be aware, be cautious, be careful, yet we still don't pay attention to the signs that are before us. We're not listening. Our mind is so consumed with things other than what God wants for us. And we get off track. Callers on the line, amen. If you have a question or a comment, please press 1. And come on, amen, amen, amen. Oh, God, we thank you. Do an inventory. I mean, everybody take a quick inventory of where you are right now. Understanding that we've got to be aware so that we're not led astray. Have you been operating today with the mind of Christ? Have you been operating with a sound mind, a mature mind, a thinker, according to God's plan, intention? Are we gauging our level of success with our natural eye or that according to what God has spoken? Because that also speaks to the soundness of mind. Are we finding ourselves in a place where nothing is coming together, seems like everything is falling apart, yet we declare, this is what God wanted. This is what God said to me. But it's not working. Are we being aware? Apostle Gloria is on the line. And Apostle Gloria, if you can, if you could come live, because things that we've been talking about the last within the last couple of days, about being aware of what's around you, really speaks to this. Because sometimes the enemy is right at bay, and we'll step over it because we've not been aware. Amen. God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you, Apostle. Good evening, everyone. I apologize for my late arrival.
All is well. All is well. All is well. But I'll just share with the listening audience about how we have to be aware so that we're not caught off guard and we're not naive to the devices of the enemy. And, you know, you and I have been sharing the last couple of days about appearance of things on your property and how now your level of awareness about what's around you has intensified. And so if you could just share a little bit about what you've been seeing and how you are now aware in a very keen way, different than you were this time last week, it may help somebody. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I realize that as I align myself and move in the obedience of God, we know that attacks and distractions are going to show up. Last Thursday, I believe, there was a black snake found in my garage. He was caught on a sticky trap. And Apostle Val and I had just recently talked about snakes in the grass and how we have to be aware of the python and the small snakes, the vipers, as it talked about with Paul. And then on yesterday, as my husband was leaving, he had been back and forth to the driveway several times and saw nothing. But as he got into his car to pull off, there was another black snake. Praise God, he killed it, and we got rid of it. But what that let me see is as I move in obedience to the things of God according to the assignment that he has given me, I understand that the enemy is going to send those distractions or an interruption because he wants fear to rise up in me. He wants me to second guess, well, God, you sure you want me to do this? Am I sure I'm hearing from God? And with these distractions of the snake, it just makes me even more aware of what's going on in the spirit realm. Even though I may not have seen them and it was last minute, but one was caught and one was killed. So I take that to the spirit realm to understand that even though they may come to my door, they cannot come across my door sill. They cannot do anything to harm me because they will be destroyed before they can get to me.
Amen, amen, amen. And even in that illustration that was real life to her, each of us has to be very aware. Because I go back to this scripture in Romans 16. It says, watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary. Now, those snakes were trying to present as obstacles. And somebody might say, oh, you just being too deep. Them snakes was just snakes, and you know it's just that time of season, and they were coming out. You know what? You can go ahead. You can go. If that's how you want to take it, you take it that way. But we understand that nothing just happens. That when we begin to try to see God, God, what is it that you're showing me? God, what is this about? We do recognize that obstacles will come. Obstacles will present themselves, and they will try to capture your attention. And then when you are not aware, even in the people that we are with, the people that we are a part of,
if they are not really in alignment with what God wants and what God is speaking, we can get caught up. We can get caught up playing. I'm not playing. If you say you grown, be grown. You know, we got young children, you know. Some of us have these young adults who think they know everything and they got all the answers, and they say, I'm grown. Some of us are like that even in the spirit. We say, God, I'm grown. And he said, but you're really not. Your mouth say you're grown, but you're really not grown. There's still so much left that I need to show you. So much that needs to be revealed about yourself first before I can even really show you something about somebody else. So, no, you're not grown, and I need you to be aware of what's going on around you. That's why I thank God. I thank God, Mrs., for the circle of influence that I'm a part of. I have a very small circle, and I'm excited about that because it's a trusted circle. Praise God. I'd rather have that trusted few than to be in the midst of many and to know that I have an enemy on every corner. I'm grateful that I'm in an atmosphere, in a setting with a group of people where I can be authentically me, speaking the truth, that we are really iron sharpening iron, where we can tell each other in love where there's a fault, an ought, any of those things, we can go to each other in love to bring correction and glorify God so that we're all able to grow. He said we need a sound mind, y'all. We need a sound mind. We've got to do some reassessing. We've got to do some realigning. We've got to go back to the Word. The Word says study to show yourself approved. Get in the Word of God. Don't let people just tell you anything and you say, okay. Just because it came across the pulpit does not mean it is from God. And sometimes it's not even from the Word of God. Get in that Word and study for yourself. Begin to build your prayer life. If you're not spending time in prayer, let me admonish you, my brothers and sisters, to start spending time in His presence, having conversation with God. So He said, you'll know my voice. My sheep know my voice. If you're not certain of His voice, then start spending time with Him, so that another voice you won't follow, be led astray. So that you're in a position to receive everything that God has for you. Because you're being aware. Child, when you start seeing those caution lights, those caution signs, pay attention. Caution lights come on for a reason. When you're going through a stoplight and it's green and then turn yellow, it's for a reason. It's telling you to slow down because traffic is coming from the other way. When we're driving home, there are a whole lot of arrows on the road with yellow flashing lights that say, hey, it's a curve ahead. Slow down. Holy Spirit will try to warn us and let us know what's ahead, but we've got to pay attention. We've got to be aware. We've got to be aware. To you all, because it's blessing me. I pray that this has sparked something in you to take time to really look at where you are. To really start paying attention. Paying attention to those you're around. You've got somebody that's always trying to pull you away from what you know is right. Be aware. If you're finding those people that you're around are all those that have itching ears, and they're all about gaining material things, but they're not about receiving sound teaching and doctrine of the Word of God, be aware. Be aware. Because God wants to bless you. I don't know when I posted it. Today's Monday, so I had to post it today. Not only does God want to bless you, but He wants to bless others through you. But when you're not aware, you'll miss it. You'll miss opportunities to be a blessing to someone else. And sometimes you'll even miss the blessing that He has for you because you weren't aware. Amen.
Glory. Amen. I'm going to stop right there. Amen. Whew. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, my brothers and sisters. Be aware. Be aware. Watch out. Just keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. Keep your spirit open to hear what it is the spirit is to see with your spirit eye. What's taking place around you? Be aware. Thank you, Father. Father, thank you. Thank you for this time of teaching. God, I pray that these nuggets would fall into the spirits of your listening body, God. That they would reassess, even as I have, oh God, about being aware, even being aware of my own actions, oh God, so that I'm not found guilty and leading someone astray. God, I thank you. I give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Amen. We will be back on the air, praise God, on Sunday evening, amen, at 8 p.m. for another teaching. Praise God. We will be having intercessory prayer each morning at 5 a.m., Monday through Friday of each week. You can inbox your prayer request on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, or email me at empower_yourself@yahoo.com or any of our other chief intercessors. You'll see them on Facebook, on my page, in our group. Praise God. I want to thank each and every one of you who have purchased our books. Amen. My Reality Revealed, I Am His Daughter, which is co-authored with my sister, Prophet Nina Williams, and The Seeds I've Sown. We are getting tremendous feedback for the books, that they are making an impact in the lives of those who read them. So we say thank you for that. As always, we encourage you every day, do something to empower yourself, for each of us is the key to our own empowerment. And once we've been empowered, please, my brothers and sisters, take the responsibility to empower someone else. We say God bless you tonight. We love you. Have a wonderful week. Join us again Sunday for another empowerment teaching. Good night.